Senhor, eu sou de dia em qual. Oh, dó, bem e ó, Jesus, doi. E ó, dó, sorocou, e ti, ó, lá, bewi, o Senhor, eu sou.
Said hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this wonderful morning. We thank you for the joy of coming to your house and receiving your word. We ask you to be gracious to us. Let your word be relevant and applicable to us. Show us your way and teach us your path. Help us to understand your word. And understanding, we will be doers of your word. And we shall be blessed in our deeds. We thank and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sit on top of your enemies.
It's our time for so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Right. Is the sound okay? Sound. All the microphones, the one the choirs use, must all be at the same level all the time. Oh, Isaac, am I saying something wrong? Okay, so try and let it work. It's not that one works and the other doesn't, and the others don't work. All right. Well, it's a good morning. Amen. Today is the last Sunday of the month of August. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm sure that you, all of us, can testify that God has been gracious to us. The fact that you are alive today, it's a sign of God's graciousness to us. Amen.
Amen.
And so sitting in church today is a privilege. We are doing ourselves a favor. You are not helping God by coming to church. Amen.
Amen.
You are rather doing yourself a favor. The Bible says it is good for me to draw close to God. In other words, it is in your interest to draw close to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are thankful to God for this privilege of coming to church. And I trust that as we share the word of God, God's word will be relevant to us. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Turn your Bible with me to Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9. And verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse, a short message today. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Amen.
Amen.
Now, by the way, Auntie B, our lady president, has traveled for a short while. That's why I'm preaching today. Next week is communion, so we are going to continue. Amen. Right. But three things. Bible said, if you are wise, don't boast in your wisdom. If you are strong, don't boast in your strength. If you are rich, don't boast in your wealth. Because you see, the reason why the Bible is making us to say this, we are human beings are naturally boastful. Or am I not speaking the truth? We are naturally very boastful. Yes. If you go to Nigeria, Nigerians will say that Ghanaians are proud. Poor and proud.
Nigeria for better say. Ghana for the yeah for see me my
and Ghanaians will say Nigerians are loud and proud.
And a Ghana for say Nigeria for my nodding. No more time my mom so.
What a shock. Everybody thinks that the person you see pride is in inherent in man. And often the thing that we are proud about, it is nothing. I mean, it fizzles away very quickly. Amen.
Amen.
What are the things that we are proud of sometimes? A lady is proud of her beauty. If you like, Take your mother's picture and look at your mother when she was your age. You will discover that she was much more beautiful than you are at your age. Sometimes when I go and visit my mother, and I see her pictures, I said, you are beautiful, pal.
Mama, now
so I ask her, were men chasing you?
She said,
it was not easy at all.
Not from crying.
Then they shenny Pompidou, you know what I'm saying? And then the way she was shenny slits. I mean, wow. Today, her body is giving away. It's like everybody, everything is lying everywhere, I tell you. Everything is lying everywhere. It's not a simple thing. But you see, the thing that we boast about, they fade very quickly. Amen.
Amen.
They perish very quickly. Our beauty can perish.
Amen.
Our money can finish. I've seen very, very rich people who are very, very, very poor. In fact, there was one basketball player in America. One day he spent $1 million in a day. He became one day he spent $1 million. He bought a car for this, bought this, but one day $1 million was finished.
One day, not $1 million, sir.
If you get $1 million, what will you do?
And then they say, "We need $1 million." Then I'll be here.
I tell you, some of we can never get close to you, anywhere near you. $1 million
every year.
Nobody can get close to you. Some of you say, "When I get with you, I'll be the church for God." You are lying. I tell you. Even your tithe cry, you can't pay. Because 1 million, that is 10% is $100,000. Can you see yourself bringing $100,000 as tithes?
So
this is too much for God. God, what will you do with $100,000? Okay, you know how to do what to do with 1 million. God doesn't want to do with $100,000. What a shock.
Amen.
No, I tell you, you know, but money can fly. Bible says that money has wings.
Try some say sika wata bay.
It flies away. So when you are rich, you must not boast in your wealth. Again, we boast in our strength. Bible says, don't glory in your might. Because sometimes something very little, and you realize that your strength is gone. It's amazing. Are you here or going home? But Bible says, verse 24, but let him that boasts or glory in this, that he understands and knows me.
Amen. John 7 say, Obia, Omema no hoso wasa, Omema no hoso, sa o nimi nyankopon, nyasa obema no hoso, sa o wesika, anasa wa mwode.
That I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness.
Sa onunye radia, otumi edene do,
judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now quickly, let's look at Luke chapter 10.
Luke
chapter 10.
Verse
38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now look at this. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. And came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore to come and help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. Thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part. Which shall not be taken away from her. Somebody say amen. Now, this is a very simple story. In the Bible days, when you invite Jesus, he comes with a lot of people. If you are having a party, invite Jesus. He comes with 12 disciples. And some of the fishermen, hungry, big fishermen. So if you invite Jesus for breakfast, you are in trouble. He didn't have a wife. The 12 men just follow him. It's not a simple thing. So in this case, Martha and Mary had wanted Jesus to come to the house. So now Jesus arrives in the house with the disciples. And Martha is preparing to serve him. She's busy in the kitchen, working very hard. Frying domedo.
Both fruits.
Okay. Both fruits. All of them. He was doing sizzling chicken. I mean, he was grilling. She really wanted to do Jesus' show. Are you still here?
Amen.
It was an opportunity to impress Jesus. I want Jesus to know that I can cook and cook very well. What will Jesus eat? What would be his comment about my food? She was very concerned about impressing Jesus. So she was, I'm sure that long before Jesus, she had gone to Aboboloshi Market. She has gone to Malata. She has gone to the market on the road here? Mala Market. He has bought Kobe. She has bought everything, trying to, all sorts of dishes for Jesus. And Mary had frozen some of the food. Now he's defrosting the food, ready to. But as she was working so hard, Jesus was sitting on the disciples in the sitting room. And she was preaching, And then this was Mary sitting down also. Enjoying the preaching. Enjoying Jesus was preaching. And Mary said, preach it, Jesus. What a word. And then the disciples said, what a preacher. And Mary will be clapping.
Mary not born in Sam.
And then at a point, I'm sure Martha will come out of the kitchen. Because she can hear all of them happily hearing the word. And Martha will look, what's going on here? And she will see her little sister sitting down, enjoying the word. Oh, Jesus, you are very powerful. You know how to preach.
Hey,
I'm so blessed. Mary was saying, I receive it. Meanwhile, Mary was frying the onions on the fire.
Martha
was frying the onions. The things are not working. And at a point, she was getting angry. Because one person, I'm doing the stew.
Oh yeah, fry.
I'm doing the banku.
Oh, ka banku.
I'm doing the tatale.
Oh yeah, tatale.
All of them, one person doing everything. Mary should come and help her.
Mary,
don't you think that it makes sense? That Mary should come and help Martha in the kitchen. Because Jesus has to eat. But this is Mary.
Now, where you're married,
just enjoying the word.
Enjoying
the word. And then Martha was sitting, was upset. At a point, she couldn't control herself again. And she came to Jesus and said, Jesus,
look,
I'm sorry to interrupt the service. I'm sorry to cut you short. But please, tell this girl to come and help me in the kitchen. What a shock. Tell her to come. Lazy girl. Martha was really angry.
Amen.
And the truth of the matter is that some girls are lazy. That one is also true.
Amen. What
a shock. So I'm sure Mary looked like a lazy girl. In the eyes of Martha, the right thing to do was for Mary to come and help in the kitchen. But the Bible says, Jesus said, Martha, Martha,
Martha, Martha,
you are too worried about many things. You are too anxious about many things. You are worried about impressing me. You are worried about serving this and serving that. But he said, Martha,
Martha,
only one thing is needful.
Adebakupe ne hia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only one thing is needful.
Adebakupe ne hia.
And Mary has taken it.
Na Mary afasa adeno.
And it shall not be taken away from her.
Obi bia ntumi njin free ni.
Somebody say amen.
Obi nka amen pa.
Now I want you to know.
Me pese wo say.
In life, you can be cumbered by so many things. There'll be so many issues in your life. This, you want to do this? You want to do this? You want to try this? You want to try so many things? So many issues in your life. But Jesus told Martha, only one thing is necessary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can do without many things in this life. Many things are not so necessary. Especially sisters.
Amen.
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 Look at all the wicks that hang up like human heads on your table. I tell you, all types of heads.
Wicks.
12 different human heads.
When
you see, you can easily run away. It's like a fetish priest sitting room. You don't need a lot of things. When you wear, we can't even see the difference. I'm telling you. We don't know what's happening to you.
Yeah,
you
name the help.
So that we wonder whether you are normal or you are not correct. You know what he said, you see. I'll change you. I saw A here. Where is this man? He coming. If you don't say what I'm saying, I'll change you. Have you heard? No, many things are not necessary. Many things you can do without them. Many of the things that you are worried about, you can do without them. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Bible says be anxious about nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't think about tomorrow. And next week. And the week after. Some of you are even owing shoes that you have bought that you are not wearing. You owe them. You are in your office. And then the plumber is selling earrings. You want to buy the earrings. You have not finished wearing the earring that you have. What are you buying? What are you doing the new one? You are looking at me. I'm talking to you. Are you there? You don't need a lot of things. Life is very simple. It's very easy. Many things are not necessary. Jesus said, Martha, you are too worried about a lot of things. Some of us, we have sleepless nights on about so many things. What is going to happen? What is happening here? Will I be okay? My children, my marriage, my this, my this. Your anxiety and your worry will not add one day to your life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It will not help you at all. It will rather give you pimples on your face. Pimples is often due to worry and anxiety.
Pimples
Yes. Yes. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? You're too worried about many things. But Bible says, your worry and your anxiety, it will not add one more day to your life. You're going to have ulcer. It will cause so many problems for you. God is taking care of your life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God is in charge of your life. So Jesus told Martha,
yes, Martha said,
you are worried about what I will eat. You are worried about so many things. But only one thing is necessary. Mary is sitting here, receiving the word. And what she's receiving is what's going to give her life. So Jesus said, what Mary has chosen, it could never be taken away from him. I want to tell you something. Choose the word of God. Choose God. Choose God. And choose his word. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
His word will be a light to your path. His light will be a lamp to your feet. His word will show you where to go. Choose God. Choose his way. Choose his church. Many things, you don't need them. If you choose God, you would have everything else. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I want everybody in this church to have a mind that for me, I'm going to prefer God. I'm going to choose God. I'm going to choose the word of God. The word of God will be promotion to your life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The word of God will bring direction to your life. It will bring hope into your life. May you choose God. May you choose the word of God. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Some of us are too busy to open our Bibles and read our Bibles. Some of us can't, we are too, when you get up, there's so many things you have to do. And when you carry your handbag and you come to church, the only thing you forget is the Bible. Everything else is in your bag. Face powder. Lipstick. The thing, the pen that they used to do this, how do you call it? Pencil. What do you call that thing?
Pencil.
Eyebrow pencil. These are the things in your bag. Let's take your bag. Hey, bring your bag. Bring your bag. Let's take your bag. You don't want to bring your bag. These are the things. Useless things are in your bag. Useless things. You don't believe me. Bring it. No, one of the most dangerous things to look into a lady's bag. You can collapse, I tell you. You can collapse. Sometimes, even I wonder how they carry these heavy bags. And this one's more nice one. You know, a lot of people, this handbag, it gives them problems here. Shoulder problems. I tell my wife, like a half bag of cement. I tell my wife that, what are you carrying in this bag? Is it human head or something in the bag? Everything is in the bag. One day I said, look, I'll pour out everything on your bag. I'll pour it onto the bed. Hey! When I poured, even the mattress went inside like that. What are you carrying? What, and you don't need any of them. You go and come with them, and you keep on adding.
Sometimes
very old chocolate that she didn't finish eating is in the bag. I don't want to measure the things in the bag. Otherwise, somebody will go and tell her and may get into problems.
But
we carry useless things. And sometimes spiritual, we are carrying useless things. A lot of friends you have are not helpful to you. A lot of friends you are having are not helpful to you. They are a weight in your life. Just as my wife is carrying, ladies are carrying heavy bags, and it's a weight on them. Some friendships are a weight on you. Some relationships are weight on you. Drop them. Drop them. And go and take Jesus. Drop them. And take the word of God. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
You are busy about so many things. You're always tired. Always exhausted. Your mind is tired. Your body is tired. When you sit in church, you start sleeping. Because you are too busy about many things. You are not fresh all the time. Every day you are worried about something. You can't smile. When we look at your face, you look at the book of Lamentations. Every day your face is squeezed. You are thinking about something. My friend, drop all of them. Your worry and anxiety will not add one day to your life. Many of your worries, many of your fears, you cannot change them. Only God can change your life. Somebody say amen. Jesus said, one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that thing. It will not be taken away from her. When you choose Jesus, when you choose the word, can you imagine I visited you? And I said, I'm visiting for 1 hour. And you spent 45 minutes cooking for me. So only 15 minutes for us. You have wasted the time. How much time did Jesus have? That Martha was spending all the time in the kitchen. Jesus said, look, Martha, I've come to you. I've come to fellowship with you. I've come to share the word of God with you. I have the word of life. I have the word of life. What's happening to my friends? Where are you going? But somewhere. Why? Okay. Next week, come early, okay? All right. Now listen.
See me.
Now, Martha.
Martha.
She was spending all the time
with
in the kitchen. But Jesus was telling Martha, I don't have all the time in the world. So rather spend time with me. Spend time with me. So you can, I am the word of life. The one you are cooking for is actually the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So why don't you spend time and let Jesus rather be a blessing to you? You have wasted all your time. One thing is needful. Only one thing is needful. May you find the word of God. May you love the word of God. May the word of God rule and reign in your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Now look at Psalm 27. Psalm 27, very quickly. Verse 1. Now this is, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the light strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Verse 2. When the wicked, even my enemies, verse 3, let's go to verse 3. Though a host can come against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Verse 4 is the verse you're looking for. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord. All the days of my life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
To behold the beauty of the Lord. And to inquire in his temple. Now David was saying,
David,
there's one thing that is more important to me than anything. David was a king.
David, no, your
he was a judge.
No, your
he was a husband.
No, your kunu.
He had so many responsibilities.
Oh,
but he
said,
my greatest desire, the most important thing to me, one thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
In the eyes of David, and in his heart, nothing is more important than coming to the house of God. I want all of us who have the mind that your greatest desire is to love the word of God and to spend time in the house of God. One thing have I desired. That is what I'm going to seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Say amen.
Amen.
And he said, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
May you see the beauty of God upon your life. We all have our ugliness. We have our shortcomings. But when you come and see the beauty of God, it overshadows your ugliness. It makes your life beautiful. May the beauty of God make your life also beautiful. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He said, to behold the beauty of the Lord. When I come to church, my eyes are on God. When I come to church, my heart is on God. When I come to church, I want to see his glory in the worship, in the singing, in the preaching. I want to behold his beauty. I want to behold his beauty. Oh Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so beautiful. I am full of sin, but you are so beautiful. May my mind, my eyes be on you. I don't come to church to look at somebody's shoes. I don't come to church to look at somebody's clothes. I come to behold the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to behold the beauty of the Lord. And there are questions on my mind. There are issues in my life. David said,
David,
I also want to inquire from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
One thing have I desired, that I may dwell in the house of God, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. I want you to know, as you keep coming, God will answer every question in your life. As you keep loving God, as you keep serving him, as you keep gazing upon him, the issues of your life will be dissolved. The confusions will be settled. Questions that are worrying you, God will answer them. I want to inquire in the house of God. As you keep coming, sometimes even in the preaching, your questions will be answered. Somebody shout amen. Sometimes as you hear the word of God, issues that are worrying you, God is solving the problem through the word. You can come to church sometimes discouraged, but as you inquire in the temple, the word of God brings encouragement into your life. Say amen.
Amen.
As you keep coming, you might desire to be in the house of God.
Now,
as you stay in the house, look, I always say I got born again when I was 13 years old. For more than 40 years, the only thing I have done is to stay in church. For more than 40 years, I've missed Sunday service only 4 times. For more than 40 years, only 4 times. Are you clapping for me? No, I'm clapping. Clap for me properly. What a shock. No, I'm telling you. And God has not been angry with. God has been so gracious to me. I have seen God come through for me. I've seen God answer the questions in my life. I've seen God smile upon me. I've seen the hand of God in my life. As you keep coming, may you see the power of God in your life. May you see the strength of God in your life. May God bring hope into your life. May God settle all the fears of your life. May God bring smiles back to your life. May your life be full of contentment and joy. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
One thing have I desired. One thing have I desired. One thing have I desired. And I'm going to seek after it. I'm not going to let anything stop me from coming to church. I'm going to seek after this. That I may dwell. I may dwell. I may dwell. I may dwell. Not once a while. Not once in a month, but regularly, I want to dwell in the house of God. Have you ever woken up in the morning and you feel tired? You don't feel like going to church. The devil tells you today, take it easy, because the devil knows that when you come, a certain question in your life shall be answered. The devil knows that when you come, your breakthrough is in the message. The devil tells you, today you are tired. Just sleep. Let it pass. But you must say, no, I'm like David. One thing have I desired. One thing have I desired. And I will seek after it. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To see the beauty of the Lord. And to inquire in his temple. I pray for everybody here. That as you keep coming, you will have what is necessary for your life. You will have what is important in your life. God's word will come alive to you. God's word will answer your questions. God's word will bring hope into your life. God's word will bring direction to your life. Your life shall be bright again. Your life shall be bright again. Every discouragement will bow. Hopelessness will bow. But God will bring hope into your life. May you love the house of God. May you love the word of God. Mary has chosen the best parts. May you choose God. May you choose the word of God. May you choose the house of God. And as you do this, you see God's hand in your life. You would never regret. Those who know you, they look at your life. They say something has changed about you. Because you have chosen the best part. And nobody can take it away from you. Stand to your feet, everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. I want us to lift our hands to God, everybody. And make a pledge to God. Tell God, I want to save you. I want to go for the most important thing. Many issues are in our lives that can take you away from God. It can take you away from God. It can take you away from the house of God. But lift your two hands to God. And dedicate your life to him. Dedicate your life to him. Tell him, Lord, I'm going to seek after you.
Yes.
I'm going to seek after your house.
Yes.
I'm going to stay in your house all the days of my life. Nothing will stop me.
Yes.
Nothing will stop me.
Yes.
Nobody will stop me.
Yes.
I'm going to serve him.
Yes.
I'm going to follow him.
Yes.
I'm going to walk with you.
Yes.
All the days of my life.
Yes.
Everybody talk to God. Ask God to show you what is needful. Ask God to show what is needful. What is necessary? What is most necessary in your life? What does your soul need? Your soul needs a word. Your soul needs God. The never dying part of you needs God. Pray to God. Say, Lord, let your word rule in my life. Help me to love your house. Help me to love your people. Help me to serve you. And to follow you the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your people. We thank you for your word. Lord, help us to choose the best path. The thing that can never be taken away from us. The thing that can never be taken away from us. I pray, O God, help your children.
Amen.
Help us, O God, to choose the most precious things of life. Choose your word. May we choose Jesus. May we choose your church. May we choose your presence above anything else. I pray for your children. I pray for your people. And nothing shall be more important than your word. Nothing shall be more important than your house. That your word will rule and reign in our lives. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. Father, thank you for your church. Thank you for your people. Thank you for everyone that came. I pray, O God, that you take full control of our lives. Be our Lord. Be our Savior. Help us to serve you. Help us to follow you. Help us to walk with you the rest of our lives. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. Everybody, bow your head and close your eyes. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. You are here today. You want to say, Bishop?
The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Give us strength, help us hope. In this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us home.
Bishop,
I need Jesus in my life. I'm a sinner. But today, I'm coming to Jesus just as I am. If your eyes are closed, your heads are bowed, you want to pray and give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, lift your right hand and let me pray for you. Lift your right hand, let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your children. Thank you for your people. I pray that all of us here will serve you, will love you, will follow you, will walk with you the rest of our lives. Thank you, Father, for your blessing and for your goodness. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be seated.